So we just made our blessing of Hamotzi. We made the blessing on the matzah. We ate a kezias of the matzah. We made a blessing on the maror. We dipped the maror in the charoses, wiped off any big chunks of charoses, and ate the maror. Made our sandwich with a kezias matzah, kezias maror, which was the maror was again dipped in the charoses, and then ate our sandwich. Said the zecher l'mikdash kehillel. Had our scrumptious meal, and now we're at the end of the meal, and everyone denies that they stole the afikoman.
It doesn't make sense. Whoever wins, whoever gets it, gets the prize.
No, so now the time has come to teach you how you bargain for the afikoman. The way to bargain for the afikoman is to say, guys, I would really like that afikoman back. You know, I would be willing to bargain with someone over that afikoman if I would get my afikoman back. But I don't see anyone here that claims to have my afikoman. So how could I discuss getting the afikoman back?
Maybe.
Yosef, you have a confession to make?
Nope.
Okay, maybe I was wrong.
Sorry.
Yehuda, you have a confession to make?
Maybe, if the price is right.
Is it worth?
Come on,
I'm just confused.
Wow.
Come on,
it's young. Sorry, I thought this was
COVID. Okay. So at this point, everyone's pulling my leg. So if this were a real Seder, I would invest more time and effort in uncovering who has my afikoman and seeing what it would take to get it back. But being that this is a model Seder, we can fast forward to the end of the bargaining, and you guys could just give me back the afikoman.
Well, if you teach us the evolution...
Ancient art.
No, for real, serious. The connection between... The connection between Judaism and Islam and like its evolution and like where the Muslims are headed in terms of becoming Noahites.
So this is the point in the Seder where you realize that you have to show the other side at the bargaining table that you too have a bargaining tool. And it is important as parents that you know that you can tell the kids, gee, I learned that if the bargaining gets too tough, you can just break another matzah and say, I hereby declare this the afikoman. So guys, enjoy my afikoman. And then you lean back and you say, but I also heard that only the head of the table can designate an afikoman. And so you guys sort of need a piece of my afikoman to make your kezias worthy. And I think I'm just going to have my afikoman.
What's your source?
So my source was this class I heard online where the rabbi sort of said that we can do this.
And you look kind of like me.
Well, I'll tell you, you need to know this option because when I was a little boy, once upon a time, many years ago, down in the city of Bnei Brak, I think, or else it was the Seder we were in California, we were by one of my grandparents, and I stole the afikoman, and I hid it, and I fell asleep. And everyone got very anxious, and they woke me up and said, where's the afikoman? And I said, I don't know, let me go back to sleep. And they woke me again, and I kept saying, I don't know. And finally, one of my more zealous cousins came and shook me and said, give us back the afikoman. And I got up reluctantly and I said, gee, I think I put it behind that door. And they went looking and there was an afikoman there. So I went back to sleep. And then that zealous cousin came and shook me and said, son, where's that afikoman? And hey, you know, he's looking at his clock, Chatzos is coming. And I said, well, if it's not behind that door, it must be behind another door. So they went and checked all the doors in the house and wasn't behind any door. And then I said, gee, I don't know. I don't remember what happened. I wasn't joking. I didn't remember. I was half asleep, and I didn't remember. So the whole table is standing there over this little kid, me, saying, "Tell us, where'd you put that Vigoman?" And I said, "I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I thought I put it behind the door." They never found that Vigoman. They never found that Vigoman, but they didn't know this. So I'm telling you guys what you need to know. If you know, if all else fails, say designate a new piece of Vigoman. What can you do? So sometimes the kids are like, they go a little too far, like what's happening now. Everyone's denying that they took Baffy Coleman. Well, if no one took Baffy Coleman, I can't bargain with anyone. So what do I do now? I guess it's a good trait that people are embarrassed that they stole. No. By Shonim, Rachmanim, and Gomli Chasadim. Don't forget, you got to be Rachmanim too. Have mercy on me. Give me back my Baffy Coleman.
All right, guys, we gotta move on. Let's do it.
Yeah. Thanks.
My kids never did it this well. You guys, like, each one, I feel like the game of Clue. You can't figure out who's the thief here.
There's a great kids game that revolves around this concept.
This is phenomenal. No, I never knew you guys were so good. What seems obvious is that you're all in on it.
If it was, I would find it by now.
What?
If it was, I would give it to you and try to continue.
No, it's very special because each one of you is, at his turn is blushing. So it really makes me wonder what's going on here. Okay, I give up. Onward. This was all a model Seder. I'll be smarter for the real thing.